This is the Sakar Merli of the 16th of January, 2025. Essence, sweet children, keep a chart of remembrance. The more you imbibe the habit of staying in remembrance, the more your sins will be cut away, and the closer you will come to your Karmatit stage. Question: which four things can indicate whether you have written an accurate chart or not? Answer: 1. Your personality. 2. Your behavior. 3. Your service. 4. Your happiness. From looking at these four aspects, Bapdada can tell whether you are writing your chart accurately or not. The charts of the children who do service in museums and exhibitions, of those whose behaviour is royal and who experience limitless happiness, will definitely be good. Song: O man, see your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. You should also understand the meaning of it as to how many sins still remain and how many charitable acts you have accumulated. That is, for how long the soul has to become Satipatthan. You can understand to what extent you have become pure. Some write in their charts that they stayed in remembrance for 2 to 3 hours. And some write that they stayed in remembrance for 1 hour. This is very little. If you have less remembrance, you will have fewer sins cut away. There are still a great many sins that have not yet been cut away. Souls are called living beings. Therefore the Father says, O souls, now ask yourselves, taking this into account, how many of your sins have been cut away. You can understand from your charts to what extent you have become charitable souls. The Father has explained that you will attain your Karmatit stage at the end. By staying in remembrance, it will become a habit, and more of your sins will then continue to be cut away. You have to check yourselves as to how long you stay in remembrance of the Father. It is not a question of telling lies in this, but you do have to check yourselves. If you write out your chart and give it to Baba, Baba can very quickly tell whether your chart is accurate or not. By seeing your personality, your behaviour, the service you do and your happiness, Baba can very quickly understand what your chart is like. Who are the ones who stay in constant remembrance? Those who remain busy in doing service at the museums and exhibitions. There is constant coming and going at the museums. In Delhi, many continue to come, and so you have to give the Father's introduction again and again. For example, when you tell some that a very few years remain before destruction, they say, how can that be possible? You should tell them instantly that it is not we who say this, but it is God that says this. God's versions would definitely be the truth. Therefore the Father explains, keep telling them again and again. This is Shiv Baba's Srimat. We are not saying this. This is his Srimat. He is the truth. Firstly, you definitely have to give them the father's introduction. This is why Baba has told you to write on every picture, versions of God Shiva. He tells us everything accurately. We did not know this. We are telling you because the Father has told us this. Sometimes it is published in the newspapers that so-and-so has predicted the future and said that destruction will come very soon. You are now the children of the unlimited Father. There are the unlimited Brahma Kumars and Kumaris of Prajapita Brahma. You can tell them that you are the children of the unlimited Father. He is the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. You first have to make them understand this aspect firmly and then move on. Shiv Baba has said that the intellects of the Yadavs and the Kauravs have no love for God at the time of destruction. You children will benefit when you continue to mention Shiv Baba's name and continue to remember him. Continue to explain to others that which the Father has explained to you. The charts of those who do service would be good. They remain busy serving for 8 hours throughout the day, and they must be taking 1 hour's rest. At least they remain busy serving for 7 hours. You can understand that a lot of their sins are being absolved. The Father would surely have love for the serviceable children who give the Father's introduction repeatedly to many. The Father sees the ones who are benefiting many others. They are concerned day and night to bring benefit to many. To bring benefit to many means to benefit yourself. It is those who bring benefit to many who will win a scholarship. This is the business of you children. You have to become a teacher and show the path to many. First of all, you have to imbibe this knowledge completely. If you do not bring benefit to anyone, it is understood that it is not in your fortune. Some children say, Baba, free us from having to go to work so that we can become engaged in doing service. Baba then sees whether you are really worthy of doing service and whether you are free from bondage. Only then would he say that it is better for you to become engaged in doing service and bring benefit to many, rather than earning 500 to 1,000 rupees, but only if you are free from bondage. Then Baba would only give this advice if he sees that you are serviceable. Serviceable children are invited here, there and everywhere. Students study at school. This too is a study. These directions are not common. The truth means the one who speaks the truth. We are explaining this to you according to Srimat. It is only now that you can receive God's directions. The Father says, you now have to return home. Now claim your unlimited inheritance of happiness. You have been claiming your inheritance every cycle, because heaven is established every cycle. No one else knows that this world cycle lasts for 5,000 years. Human beings are in total darkness, whereas you are now in total light. only the Father establishes heaven. It has been remembered that even when the haystack was set ablaze, people still continued to sleep in the sleep of ignorance. You children know that the unlimited Father is the ocean of this knowledge. The task of the highest on high Father is also highest. It is not that God is so powerful that he can do whatever he wants. No, this drama is eternally predestined. Everything happens according to the drama. So many people die in war, etc. That too is fixed in the drama. What can God do about it? When earthquakes take place, people cry out a great deal, "Oh God!" But what can God do? You called out to God to come and destroy the world. You invited him to come into this impure world. You invited him to establish a new world and to destroy this old one. I do not do that. It is fixed in the drama. There is bloodshed without cause. There is no question of saving anyone from this. You told him to make this world new, and so surely all the souls who are impure will have to leave. Some don't understand anything at all. They don't even understand the meaning of Srimat. They don't know who God is. They don't understand anything. When some children don't study well, their parents say that they have stone intellects. They will not say that in the Golden Age. In the Iron Age, there are only those with stone intellects. There cannot be anyone here with a divine intellect. Just look at what human beings are doing nowadays. They remove someone's heart and replace it with another. They put in a lot of effort to achieve that. But what is the benefit of it? Maybe they will be able to keep that one alive for a few days longer. Many people learn occult powers, but there is no benefit in that. People remember God for him to come and make them into the masters of the pure world. They say, "We are experiencing a great deal of sorrow in this impure world." In the Golden Age, there is no question of illness, etc., or sorrow. You now claim a very high status through the Father. Human beings here also receive a high degree by studying. They remain very happy. You children know that they will only live for a few days more. There is a huge burden of sin on everyone's head. They will experience a great deal of punishment. Although they do consider themselves to be impure, they don't think that it's a sin to indulge in vice, and they become sinful. They say that the family ashram path has continued from the beginning. It is explained to them that it was a pure household path in the Golden Age and Silver Age, and that there weren't any sinful souls at that time. Here, all are sinful souls, and this is why they are all experiencing sorrow. Here there is only temporary happiness. People become ill and die. Death is standing with an open mouth. people suddenly have heart failure. Happiness here is like the droppings of a crow. There you have limitless happiness. You become the masters of the whole world. There will be no sorrow of any kind. It will not be too hot or too cold. It will constantly be spring. Even the elements remain in order. Heaven is heaven. There is the difference of day and night. You call out to the Father to establish heaven, to come and establish a new world and make you pure. Therefore, God Shiva speaks, should be written on every picture. Through this, you will repeatedly remember Shiv Baba whilst giving this knowledge to others. In the service you do at museums and exhibitions, yoga and this knowledge are combined. By staying in remembrance, you will have intoxication. You become pure and make the whole world pure. When you have become pure, you will definitely need a pure world. At the end, because it will be the time of settlement, everyone's accounts will be settled. I have to inaugurate a new world for you, and so you then have to continue to open branches. No one except the Father can lay the foundation of a new world of heaven. Therefore, you should remember such a Father. When you have a museum inaugurated by an eminent person, the sound will spread. People will think that that person will also be there. Some say, "You write it down and I will say that." That is wrong. If they first understand everything and then speak orally, that is good. Some write down their speech beforehand and speak it so that it is accurate. You children have to explain orally. This entire knowledge is in you souls, and you then give it to others. The number of people continues to grow. The population continues to increase. Everything continues to increase. The whole tree has become completely decayed. Those who belong to your religion will emerge. All are number wise. Not everyone can study to the same extent. Some only claim one mark out of 100. If you only hear a little and receive one mark, you will still go to heaven. This is an unlimited study that the unlimited Father teaches. Those who belong to this religion will emerge. Firstly, all of you have to return home to your land of liberation. You will then continue to come down number-wise. Some will continue to come down even until the end of the Silver Age. Although many become Brahmins, not all of them will come in the Golden Age. They will come at the end of the Silver Age. All of these matters have to be understood. Baba knows that a kingdom is being established, and so not everyone would be constant. Variety is needed in a kingdom. The subjects are called outsiders. Baba has explained that there is no need for advisers there. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, had received Srimat, through which they became that, and so they would not have to take advice from anyone. There are no advisers, etc. there. Then, when they become impure, there is one adviser for each king and queen. Now there are many advisers. Here it is the rule of the people over the people. No two people's opinions are the same. When you have a friendship with someone and ask him to do something, he would do it. If a second one comes and has not understood, he would spoil everything. No two people's intellects are the same. There, all your desires are fulfilled. You have received so much sorrow here. This is called a land of sorrow. You have stumbled a great deal on the path of devotion. That too is in the drama. When you become unhappy, the father comes and gives you your inheritance of happiness. The father has opened your intellect so much. People say that it is heaven for the wealthy, and that the poor are in hell. You know accurately what is meant by heaven. In the Golden Age, no one would call out to the Merciful One to come. It is here that you call out to him and say, "Have mercy, liberate us." The Father takes everyone home to the land of peace and the land of happiness. On the path of ignorance, you too did not know anything. Those who are number one Tamopratan become number one Satopratan. This one is not praising himself. Only the one should be praised. He is the one who makes Lakshmi and Narayan like they are. God is the highest on high, and he also makes you elevated. Baba knows that not everyone will become elevated. Nevertheless, you still have to make effort. You come here in order to become Narayan from an ordinary human. You say, "Baba, we will claim the sovereignty of heaven. We have come to listen to the story of the true Narayan." Baba says, "Acha, let there be roses on your lips. Now make effort." Not everyone will become Lakshmi or Narayan. A kingdom is being established. Many are needed in the royal family as well as in the families of subjects. Many come here and become amazed with this knowledge. They listen to this knowledge and also speak about it to others. However, they then divorce the father. Some still return here. Those who make good progress are able to climb high. It is the poor who surrender themselves. You should not remember your bodies or anyone else. The destination is very high. If you have a relationship with anyone, you would definitely remember that one. In that case, how would you remember the father? Your intellect should be in the unlimited throughout the day. You have to make so much effort. The father says, "Even amongst my children, there are the highest, the average, and the lowest ones." When others come here, they think that these are of the impure old world. Nevertheless, because they are serving this Yagya, they have to be given regard. The father is the one of many methods. Otherwise, this is the Tower of Silence, the holiest of holy towers. The holiest of holy fathers sits here and makes the whole world holy. No one impure should come here. But the Father says, I have come to purify all those who are impure. I too have a part in this play. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and you, spiritual children, say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Look at your own chart and check yourself. How much charity have I accumulated? To what extent have I, this soul, become Satopratan? Settle all your accounts by staying in remembrance. 2. In order to claim a scholarship, become serviceable and benefit many, and be loved by the Father. Become a teacher and show the path to many others. 3. Blessing. May you be an image that attracts souls with your angelic form, and give them all a right to the inheritance. Wear such a sparkling dress of your angelic form that you are able to attract souls to you from far away. Then liberate them all from being beggars and give them a right to the inheritance. For this, become an embodiment of this knowledge, an embodiment of remembrance, and an embodiment of all divine virtues. You have to increase your practice of stabilizing in the flying stage. Your flying stage will show everyone your walking and moving angelic form, which is going to become your deity form. This is the stage of being a bestower, and a bestower of blessings. Slogan: in order to know the intentions in the minds of others, remain constantly stable in the stage of man-man above. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. The mirror of the power of your mind are your words and your actions. Whether it is souls who have this knowledge or those who don't have this knowledge, in relationship and connection with both of them, your words and actions have to be filled with good wishes and pure feelings. Those who have a powerful and pure mind will automatically have powerful and pure words and actions, which will be full of good wishes. A powerful mind means the power of remembrance will be elevated and powerful. Such souls will be easy yogis. Om Shanti.